worked at Welland Foundries. He must have started before the war then.
Yeah, he went in, he worked there just before he went in the army.
Right.
And he went in the army in 44. And then when he came out, I think it was 47, something like that, he went back there and he stayed there, he worked there till, must have been about 1956. And then his back gave out, which did to most people who worked there.
Right.
Yeah, it was very on your hands and knees. I found this old picture. You've got a photo of it up at the place I...
Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I just found it to explain that the thing that they're doing here, they used to make the pipes... In the morning, well, they did guttering. Right. I asked my brother-in-law what exactly they did, and he said it was pipes and guttering mostly.
Right.
And
for the Garden City, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what my husband used to make was the joints. You know them.
Right.
Where it joins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they made it in the sand in the mornings, the mould, and then in the afternoons they cast them. But unfortunately, if your mould, if you hadn't made it properly, you know, and it something went wrong when it was cast, that was no money. You only got paid for what you got. It was a closed shop. You couldn't go there unless you belonged to the union. And I did mention to the lady who spoke to me that there probably is in the Welland Times... reports about them going on strike, and they walked round Welland Garden with banners.
Really?
All
right.
And they got new crusade, their showers were non-existent almost, and they got so dirty that, and they got the showers, they went out on strike for new showers, which they got. And then there was also, I know they went out again, for they had a cook there that, she used to make them lunch, and you know, and they weren't happy with what wages she was getting, so they went out again and got her better wages.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, but there surely must be something in, but I can't remember what year.
Right. Yeah. I'm guessing that would have been early 50s.
50s,
yeah. No, I'd heard that because they paid piece rate for their work, didn't they, at the foundry, so it would have been on the basis of you you only get paid if it passes, effectively. So
yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And it was very a filthy job, dirty job, And you used to get, I mean, they wore special boots, because he said metal used to drop down in your boots and you couldn't get it out, you know, and it often had little burns on. But it was a good life there. It was good, sort of,
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but...
The same fella was the furnace man who, all the while Bill worked there, Ron Schofield. Fortunately, he's dead now. But
I don't know if that rings any bells with anything your husband might have said about always working with the same people.
I know who's on here. They were all... the fella on the left, it was the foreman, that's Alex Snedden. Lots of them were Scottish. They'd come down from Scotland. It was called the Allied Iron Company, I think.
Right. Oh, we've got some names. Harry Penny.
Harry Penny.
Yeah. Alex Snedden.
Yeah.
So that's Harry Penny. Alex
and
Snedden.
Bill Johnson.
Bill Johnson, yeah.
I don't know who that is doing the behind the furnace.
Right.
And Vic Lewis. Vic Lewis came from Wales.
Right. Which one?
Vic Lewis is the one in the vest.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yep. So that's next to Bill Johnson, then. So that is.
I don't know. I think he's. Man, they called him Podger Smart, I think. But I don't know. But that was the foreman.
Right.
And it must have been in the late 40s that, because that was Bill's army burying, and he. It looks. Still looks new to me. These are the boxes what they cast into, what they made into. But they came in two parts, and you made half in one and half in the other, okay. I think, and then...
You sort of put them together?
Yeah.